One of the many demonstrations yesterday took place in front of Sotheby's Art Auction House against the RNC's exclusive celebration at the Johnny Cash Special Exhibit. WBAI's Amber Cortez has more.
Into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. The flames went higher. It burns, burns, burns. That ring of fire. That ring of fire.
Wearing all black, Johnny Cash demonstrators brought their guitars, megaphones, pompadours, and boomboxes to protest the RNC-planned event at the Johnny Cash Special Exhibit yesterday at Sotheby's in New York. They were there to defend the spirit of Johnny Cash against Republican delegates and the American Gas Association, a corporation who is sponsoring the event. The creative resistance brought together activists of all stripes, young and old, in a show of solidarity. Bob Carpenter, an activist of 41 years, was excited to be a part of it.
I'm an original doo-wopper from the 50s, and I remember Alan Freed playing Johnny Cash as I'll Walk the Line, and I always respected Johnny Cash. He was always for the underdog, and he was a beautiful man, really, and he made people think, and he really cared about the guy that was down on the bottom, and we miss him. He would be pretty pissed off if he knew what was going on across the street. But anyhow, the thing that I love here, there's a lot of youth, and we keep the memory of Johnny alive in the right way. In the right way.
To the fans of Johnny Cash present at this demonstration, Johnny Cash represents everything the Republicans aren't, the working class, the poor, and the imprisoned, who are oppressed when Cash was alive and continue to be under the policies of the Bush administration.
He's the values of the real America, about the working class, about people helping each other, about caring for the downtrodden. Johnny always looked back. He always worried about, you know, the lesser among us, those who didn't get a break. And for these guys to try and hijack that whole Johnny Cash persona is just so hypocritical and ludicrous. And I'm so happy that so many people came out today to show their opposition. It's beautiful.
During the demonstration, protesters sang Cash songs and booed the Republican representatives as they entered the exhibit at Sotheby's. Police officers quickly put up barricades to contain the protest and demanded that people step back.
Slide back. Guys, everyone slide back, please. Thank you. Don't shut the barricade, sir. Everyone slide back. Everyone slide back. You can resist me, but I'm going to win.
Jello Biafra, former lead singer of the Dead Kennedys, was also on hand at the protest and made the connection between this event and the exploitation of music by corporate and advertising entities.
Well, a friend of mine, I think it was Dale, the drummer of the Melvins, who I just made an album with, we were all kind of asking ourselves after rehearsal, why are we, you know, we're not country musicians per se, but why are we so upset that Johnny Cash has passed away? He lived a good life, he didn't die of AIDS, he didn't OD, he lived a long time. Why are we so upset? It feels like we've lost somebody in the family. And finally, one person in the car, I think it was Dale, said he was our Abe Lincoln. And so it's that much deeper a violation to see his image being used against his own family's wishes to promote the Bush agenda at the Republican convention. That smells as bad as all those songs we used to love being used to sell gas-guzzling SUVs and expensive tennis shoes on TV. It stinks, and we've had enough.
Demonstrators wish to make clear that the legacy of Johnny Cash, a people's hero, is not the exclusive property of the Republicans, but belongs to America. Reflecting the spirit of this particular demonstration, activist Andy Schwartz has his own answer to the question, who was Johnny Cash?
A person who was really true to his beliefs, who had a vision of the best that this country could be, and who tried to inject that vision into many of the songs that he wrote and sang. Look, I believe that Johnny Cash was a registered independent. He was not registered as a Democrat or Republican. He may have voted for independent, Republican, Democratic, or Green candidates at various times in his life. He might have voted communist, for all I know. But, so his legacy is open to everybody. I can't stop the RNC and the American Gas Association from, you know, exploiting it to their ends. But we can be out here trying to take it back to the principles that we believe in and that we think he shared at bottom, you know, beyond electoral politics, beyond elections and candidates, beyond party labels, peace, freedom, justice, economic fairness, all those things. That's what Johnny Cash was about.
For WBAI News in New York, I'm Amber Cortez. And those